Unit 9, Prototyping. What is a prototype? Prototypes are interactive mock-ups of websites and mobile applications designed to look and feel like the real thing. They're much quicker to make, and although they aren't full-featured, they allow us to spot mistakes before we build the real thing. Prototypes are built using screen design tools, most of which come with collaboration features to help stakeholders assist with feedback. Some also come with ideation tools to help flesh out the initial wireframe, while others have handoff tools that help designers hand over the final mock-up to developers. The importance of prototyping. There are approximately 7 billion humans on this earth. Designing an optimal experience right off the bat for even a small fraction of them would be quite an achievement. So, whenever we design something, it's important to understand that the earlier iterations won't be very good. Design is rarely an overnight success, which is why we need prototyping. Where failure is inevitable, prototyping allows us to fail faster. When combined with an effective feedback and collaboration workflow, it provides the additional eyes that help identify flaws and turn them into improvement opportunities. Without prototyping, we spend a lot of time, money, and resources to build a product that users can't use. Assuming we didn't burn through our budget, we'd be back to the drawing board. Prototyping is a preventative workflow that reminds us that ideas are disposable. It saves us a lot of time in the long run and helps us fix issues before they become too expensive. We shouldn't think of prototyping as a waste of time, but rather a method of identifying and discarding the ideas that simply aren't going to work. The prototyping process. Internal testing. Whether we've designed a low, mid, or high fidelity prototype, each one starts with the initial concept. This is the iteration that most likely has the most flaws, which actually makes it somewhat difficult for real users to test. Before anything, it's recommended to run through a low-key feedback session with other designers. This will eliminate any obvious design flaws and will allow to get more valuable feedback that will derive from real users later on. Before moving forward, we should address the feedback that's been offered by designers. Stakeholder testing. This step is often the most uncomfortable. After restricting feedback to designers, it's time to cast a wider net and start involving other stakeholders, which can include the client and non-designers. On one hand, non-designers can weigh in on the solution that we've delivered from a different perspective. On the other hand, they may suggest ideas that to a designer may seem nonsensical. This actually offers a basis for some A/B testing, where we create two versions and see which version users respond to better. As mentioned, since prototyping is very quick and inexpensive, it doesn't take a lot of time or resources to create several iterations, test them, and discard the failed ones. User and usability testing. The aim of user testing is to see whether or not the design solves the user's problem. It works best around the low-fidelity prototyping stage. Usability testing, on the other hand, works best around the mid- and high-fidelity prototyping stages, where the aim is to measure the effectiveness of the design in terms of usability and UX. Create a smooth, efficient prototyping process. Prototyping is not an easy task. Different stages require different tools and raise different concerns, whether that's user needs, navigation, information architecture, usability, accessibility, UI, or visual design. Attempting to make all of these considerations at once and diving straight into high-fidelity prototyping is commonly known to be bad practice. A range of tools is recommended to tackle each consideration in a logical sequence and collect feedback at regular intervals.